Welcome to my very first episode of the Homeschooling Conversation Podcast. I am so excited to launch this thing. I have been wanting to talk about homeschooling on a platform for so long. So I'm grateful to Anchor for making it possible because it's free and easy to use. So let's get started with our very first question. Okay, so one of the first questions I usually get is, what curriculum do you use? And as a homeschooler, I have definitely sampled many different types of curriculum. We were bombarded with choices when we first began homeschooling. And to be honest, even in my third year of homeschooling, I'm still getting bombarded with all of the different choices. It feels like a curriculum bully is following me around my life. So asking someone what type of curriculum they use, it's sort of like asking them what is their favorite flavor of ice cream. Basically, some people like vanilla, some people like chocolate, some people like cookies and cream, some people like cookie dough. And so it's the same thing with curriculum. You're gonna get so many different options and choices, and what works for one family may not work for you. So just keep that in mind when you ask people what curriculum they like. So one of my favorite things to do is actually help other families design their own curriculum. And I know that sounds horribly daunting to do, especially if you're a brand new homeschooler. However, the main goal with homeschooling is not to replicate or duplicate school at home. Instead, the goal is to design an educational list of goals with your child where you both decide some different goals you would like to hit each month, things that your child is curious to learn about, things that are going to ultimately prepare them for a successful career later on in their life, which that really is the goal of education, isn't it, after all? It's not just for them to memorize information and then perform well on a test with no end long-term goal in sight. So this is a very good place to start, is just with sitting down with your child and asking them, what are they curious about? What do they want to learn? And if you don't feel like designing your own curriculum, you should still have this conversation with your child, because that's ultimately how you're gonna partner up with them to pick the best curriculum so that you're both meeting each other's goals. You want them to be educated and they wanna learn. And so when you guys have this conversation together, it's the best place to start, where there's a true collaboration happening. So have that conversation first with your child, even if they're only 5 years old. Ask them what they're curious about, and that is where you start. I will give you an example of this. For my son, he has been very curious about animals, snakes, insects, ever since he was a very small child, like maybe 2 years old. So since I knew this about him, I decided that our curriculum would revolve completely around animals, insects, and all of that type of stuff. Now, this is not something that I knew a lot about, but I knew he wanted to know a lot about it. So all of our social studies revolved around where animals came from. So that was all of our geography, was just learning about what type of places insects and animals come from. And so we used that background knowledge to find countries on a map. So our reading comprehension and our social studies were both covered just by us doing activities like that, finding where animals lived in different countries and reading about them and realizing that we were actually covering two subjects in one sitting. And that was a huge time saver for me. And it is usually the answer to the question that I get when people say, how do you cover all the subjects every day? And I just want to say right here, right now, you do not need to teach all four subjects every day to every child. You can designate a subject for the day. You can even designate a child for the day, and you would still cover everything you need to. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent. I'll save that for another episode, managing multiple children in the homeschool life. But for now, I just want to say covering two subjects in one sitting is a great way to save time and also to help your kids connect the dots between how our subjects actually all relate to each other. So just continuing on with my example of animals as my focus point and using that as my parameter for all my goals. So we talked about how you can use animals to teach social studies. And now I'll tell you about how I use animals to teach math. So with animals, there's certain speeds that animals run. There's certain lengths that animals grow. And so we use that for our math. We talked about measurements. We talked about weights. We talked about speeds in miles per hour. And all of those pieces of information became so meaningful to my son because he really wanted to understand what those words meant. What is a mile? What is a mile per hour? How long is an hour? Oh, animals can grow to be this many feet long. What does that mean? How many inches are in a foot? And so now all of a sudden, the things that I was trying to get him to learn through a workbook, he was really looking up on his own, Googling things, looking it up on YouTube, wanting to read things in an atlas, wanting to read nonfiction books on his own because of his interest being included. Now, if you're going to use animals to teach the subject of science, I mean, it already is science, but we went into it a little further talking about the diseases that insects transmit. And so we talked about ticks and how ticks transmit Lyme disease and how different animals that live in different places have diseases. And that led to a conversation about malaria and malaria being the number one killer of all people in the world. You know, I always thought it was cancer or heart disease, but actually more people die from malaria than they do from those things. So it's just a matter of thinking outside of the box, realizing that worksheets are not the only way and not even an effective way at all for children to demonstrate that they have learned something. So that's how we cover our science, our math, and our social studies just by focusing on animals. Now, language arts is already sort of covered, as I alluded to before, because we're covering reading comprehension. However, for an older child that you want to start practicing writing and grammar, you can still incorporate their interest by having them write about something that you read about and then just correcting the grammar and talking about it more organically. Now, what do I mean by this, talking about things organically? I mean that if they are already interested in how fast the cheetah runs, let them write a sentence or two about how fast the cheetah runs, and then correct the spelling, then correct the grammar in that sentence. And so then you're talking about grammar while you're still captivating their interest with that topic of the cheetah. Then, after you've done that, you can go ahead and have them copy a sentence that's written correctly. You can even use your workbooks as a guide if you're not sure what you're supposed to be teaching and talking about. Use the workbooks that you have, but you don't have to actually complete the workbook. Let the workbook be your guide instead of the workbook being your, you know, instead of being a slave to your workbook, let your workbook be your slave. Let your workbook serve you and serve as a guide for you. So that you see, oh, if I was doing this workbook, we would be working on semicolons. Okay, so then let's use semicolons as our goal today to learn about that. But let's talk about cheetahs instead of Sam goes to the mall. Sam runs to the farm. And it's like these meaningful, meaningless sentences can now be translated to meaningful words and ideas that actually mean something to your child right now today. Now, if you're not comfortable doing this completely hands-free in terms of just making your own curriculum, I would still encourage you to try it when you hit a wall. If you are using a curriculum, then use a curriculum that matches your child's learning style. And if you're not sure what their learning style is, I totally recommend the 102 Curriculum Reviews by Kathy Duffy. She's on Amazon, and you can get this book at the library. And what she does in the book is she talks about the different learning styles, and then she matches the most popular curriculums to those learning styles so that at least you're picking a curriculum that's going to give you the best head start. Rather than asking the homeschool community what curriculum they use, it's better for you to pick something that best fits your child. Ultimately, any curriculum that you choose, it's going to be like when you pick something to eat at the buffet table. There's so many different choices. You can't possibly fit them all on your plate. So you're just going to have to pick the ones that seem the most appealing to you. And in this case, since you're feeding them to your child, you're going to have to pick the foods that are probably the most interesting to your child. Because if you pick a curriculum that's interesting only to you, then your child is more likely to be less interested. Another concept that's true as you think about the buffet analogy is that you can always get up and go back to the buffet and try something else again. You can also go back and use the same curriculum again and again after you've taken a break from it and use something different. So the curriculum platform is a buffet table, and you can buy multiple curriculum, try them out, put them on the back burner, bring them back to the front burner, and there's just so much flexibility within homeschooling that you don't have to feel bullied to choose one and stick with one for the rest of the year or for the rest of your homeschool journey or for all of your kids. You can pick different options as they fit your child's needs, your child's interests, your child's learning style, and I promise you, the more engaged your child is in the topics, the less work it is going to be for you to do. And that's ultimately what we're all looking for, is to create learners that love learning. One, because that's their end goal, right? After you're done homeschooling, you want a child that loves learning and is intelligent, but you also don't want to damage your relationship in the process by picking a curriculum that's all about information force feeding and not about nurturing that love of learning. So as you choose curriculum, just know that you have the opportunity, you have the flexibility to change your mind, to try out multiple things, and to really find peace in that this is an opportunity for you to learn and for your child to learn, and it's a learning curve. So just try your best to enjoy it.